And with us this morning is Park Manager Dave Tursti. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in a very thankful mood right now. I know Thanksgiving's coming, but I really want to thank all the campers and all my staff for a really good year.
It was a good year.
Yeah.
Was it a record-breaking year?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep.
Let's talk about golf.
Golf has been up. That was a good year, yep. Too. They had about a 10% increase over last year. So positive news from our staff up there. Mike Conchier, hats off to the golf team. Really good job. And what's going on the corner, of course, is the question of the day. The CCLEP, the local energy group, had acquired a grant for an energy farm, a solar panel collection and distribution and sell back sort of station. So it was last year, I believe, the granting went through and the planning is completed and the construction has begun. And you see now a solar panel farm, if you will, on the corner of the Gunflint Hills Golf Course, on the corner of the Gunflint Trail and our little access road there. Final touches are being made, and that'll sell back energy to Arrowhead Electric for a profit. So thank you, CCLEP.
Yes. Yeah, I remember we've been following that.
Yeah. It's nice to see it built out and when projects come to fruition.
Now, let's talk about the fast-breaking mutt mitt story.
Yeah, Park Member Tracy Benson brought up some research he's been doing with downtown businesses to offer more mutt mitts. These are waste collection bags for your pet, and we offer them in the park, throughout the parks, throughout Harbor Park and the Coast Guard Point Station. And, you know, it's kind of a team effort. We put them out, people have to use them. And the feeling is we need more of them. There's still a problem. There's still lots of messes around. But my opinion is more is not always better. We do offer many stations in the park within like 200 feet of each other, and yet we still find lots of animal waste between the stations.
That's because people like me take the bags and use them for sandwich bags.
Yeah, yeah, which was also brought up. They could be used for, you know, other purposes. So
I'm sorry. I don't really do that.
Maybe better, but we do want to continue to work with the downtown business district to, you know, meet the needs. There's some sponsorship opportunities.
I've seen people use them.
Project. You know, so. Oh, sure. There's always one, though, is the expression.
Okay, or apparently, in this case, more than one.
Yeah, when you have hundreds of thousands, there's...
Yes, yes. Well, let's talk about something more easy to talk about and less difficult to work around, and that would be the community
connection. Yeah, stormwater trails.
You got
trails.
Is it an architect or what?
Well, the city has a new engineering firm.
Okay.
Yes, we have... We've now been under contract with LHB for our architect and engineering firm for a couple months now, but they've really hit the ground running with our community connection project. CJ Fernandez, who is a landscape architect, has visited the site, reviewed all of the previous concepts and planning that we had done.
If that name sounds familiar, he also worked, I believe, in Tofte, and he also did some work on the first go-around with the community center.
Yeah, CJ is what I would say a bit of a rock star architect. Yeah. He's a really good guy and really inspired.
So remind us what the community connection is.
It's a trail and a stormwater fix in the front door of our park. It's the northeast corner over next to the Folk School and Highway 61, sort of what everyone comes to first when they're coming from downtown. It's currently a ditch and a couple of campsites.
That's okay.
It's a backyard.
Welcome to our ditch.
Yeah, it's the backyard. And it's but it shouldn't be. It's the front door. And so we want to fix it. We want to make it a very open, welcoming, accessible access to the lake, to the marina, to the campground. It's our front door. And it happens to have a 30-inch storm culvert coming out from under Highway 61 and 30 acres of town above it that we need to treat the stormwater. We need to slow it down. We're going to install a series of collecting ponds, you know, rock, riprap, blast rock pools to slow that water and capture the sediment. And, you know, that'll have to be maintained. We want to, you know, certainly keep this out of the lake. So every year we'll shovel
out
the dirt.
Now, we've seen plans. Are the plans that were drawn formally pretty much the same ones you're going to use, or are we starting from scratch again?
No, it's the same concept.
Okay.
But more technical detail has been added for the slope. It's designed to have a very gentle slope. It'll be ADA accessible. You can take your wheels up and down it. And as it's a steep sort of corner right now, it'll take a bit of site grading. a bridge, perhaps. There's plans for a little.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, a little, and it'll be a, what I kind of termed a boutique bridge. The North House Folk School would like to collaborate on a timber framed project that would enhance both properties. You know how they've had their outdoor commons redone, and this is right next to it. So it's really kind of a enhancement for the whole corner.
Well, speaking of water runoff, let's talk about the DNR is talking about a boat launch. Is that going to be one of those impervious surface things?
Sure. On the other side of the park, down by the existing launch, down the PUC way, the southwest corner, we call it, there's a public access launch now that's sorely in need of improvements and upgrades. It's a gravel lot. There's no stormwater management there. And what was a very preliminary concept plan from the DNR shows a paved lot with stormwater best management practices that are capturing and filtering water, and improvements to the dock itself. It would extend further into deeper water. We'd like to, you know, be able to access 6 feet of water there, where there's only 3 now. Really a, you know, landscape improvement to the whole point. The PUC buildings would be relocated. This is a big move for the for the city. I mean, these plans are contingent on many factors, the biggest of which is the PUC location. But it would really improve the point, I think, is our feeling. The park board approved the concept in August. The city council approved the concept. The next step is to form a partnership agreement with the DNR.
And the dog pound goes someplace else.
The dog pound would be relocated.
Yep. Thank you, Dave Terstig. He is the park manager at the Grand Marais Recreation Area.
Thank you. So much.